Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Thank you very much. Because this is important, because now I'm telling you a little story about big project, about very good results. And now I'll tell about innovation target to improve access to family planning evidence-based information in Ukraine. So who've been yesterday on, well, this is I am and no relationship. Yeah, okay, thank you. And maybe who've been yesterday on the session of management and sustainability, you can see this is a map and about Ukraine. Ukraine is the quite large country in and this is about 46, 47 million population and the main information, this is about, well, this is 27 divisions and the capital in Ukraine. And now you can see the main just indicators for Ukraine. Because I'm telling about, I will be telling about some innovation approaches. Mainly we are interested about primary health care and mainly in Ukraine we have quite high number of health facilities and specialists, and you can see how many OBGYNs and how many hospitals. And mainly family planning and reproductive health services provided by OBGYNs, and mainly this is in urban. So you can see main indicators of Ukraine, and in comparison from in other countries like EU, Germany, Czech Republic, in Netherlands, Denmark, we can see a quite high abortion per 1,000 live births. So this is how it was in 2006, and this is sourced by database data. So the next slide, this is about usage of contraceptive by method. And you can see it's quite different again in comparison. As for me, this is quite interesting because depends of culture, depends of country. And I've been for a few sessions and which we're telling about using contraception. And you can see that in Ukraine, the lead method of contraception is condom. And the second one, this is traditional method and IUDs and pills only 5% and only 1%. This is sterilization. This is quite different, for example, if we compare with United States, where the leader is sterilization. This is 2000, you can see the source, this is 2005 and 2007. So this is like baseline and main information about Ukraine. So, and other one, what is the main interesting, because we've been working with, I will tell you a bit later, this it was system approach, and you can see here very, very interesting, as for me, percentage of missed opportunities. And this is three graphs, and the first one about, this is only 4% of women who were visited by health worker and who discussed family planning. And 10% women who visited health facilities and discussed family planning. And 44% of women who visited a health facility and didn't discuss family planning issue. So as for me, this is quite high percent of missed opportunities. So, in 2005, our big project started to work in Ukraine, and the main our issue it was to expand access to family planning and services, and especially at the primary health care level. And what I'm saying, well, this is not really innovative approach in the world, but in Ukraine this is quite innovative because when we became after collapse of Soviet Union in 1991, we became to be like independent system, but independent state. But the healthcare system, it's mainly the same. And we can see later how we work with it. So this project funded by USAID, implemented by DSI, Research and Training Institute. And now this is a 6 years project, and you can see how much money we have. And now we are working for 15 regions, and now we are reaching 65% of population, which is very high as for us. So here we can see our what we call system approach. And now we I will focus about, this is near to me, this is primary healthcare providers offering, which offering family planning counseling. Of course, we are working like my colleague told in Bangladesh, this is BCC activities, like changing population behavior. And of course, we are working with pharmacies and stock and as we call camp. And you can see in the middle, this is our logo, which means Together for Health. And the other one, because we are working with evidence-based information, so we can we produce some protocols and manuals which were adopted by Minister of Health. We can see some of them. This is in Ukrainian, and it was very important in postgraduate and educative of health providers. In these slides, you can see how many health providers we trained, and it was over 6,000. So, and 2/3 were family doctors and other primary health and mid-level personnel in primary health care. And you can see this because if you remember, I told that mainly this is OB-GYNs who supported and who giving family planning advices. So you can see here it's 34% this is OB-GYNs, and 70% this is, well, the main this is OB-GYNs, midwives, and family doctors who were trained during our training. It means a primary health care, what we wanted to build. So evidence-based medicine. As I told before, first of all, we wanted to train health providers. Why? Because if you remember, this is 44% of women which didn't receive any family planning consultation. So our first goal was trained health providers, because this is in culture, like mistrust for modern, more effective contraception. So, one of our direction, it was trained EBM methodologies from the National Medical Academy for Postgraduate Education to develop clinical protocols and guidelines, which you saw in the previous slides. And it was produce always critically appraised topics, and not clinically, critically appraised topics, and it was on hot topics, which is the most important, because during our training, health providers ask a lot of questions. And of course, the training, it's like short term, it's 5 days or 3 days, or so we can't contact. So we believed this is like we told cats and always joking about dogs. So this is, we left these cats for them, and they can use in routine, their routine work. And of course, we Together for Health support, this is Medical Academy, and trained methodologists to develop training materials. And you can see how much it was 30 most most important questions. So our results, I can see, I can stop right now because you can see how percentage increased, and providers not trained and providers trained. And mainly you see 70%, 80%, and the lowest it's only 45%, it's trained providers. And expandage of access to family planning and reproductive health services. This is a map of only one of our region, and we work in 15 now. So 3 years, and you can see here the rayons in this oblast and this region, and in green where we work, this is rayons, and red points, this is new family access points. This is baseline and end line. So in nationwide, the number of access points grew from 300, and now it's 2,500. Well, this is as for me, this is huge because, because this is our clients and we are clients-oriented project. EBM system, well, we open EBM center at Medical Academy and assist and help a lot to improve this is EBM system, and we are working and disseminate CATs and roll out EBM roundtables where participants can know better about family planning information. This slide I like very much because this is about attitudes and how health providers' attitudes influence on clients' attitudes. And you can see, this is 2 years baseline and line, and you can see exactly how health providers' attitudes influence on clients. Well, this is only hypothesis. We don't ask exactly, you know, but this is increase, average increase in 10.5%. In other slides, which we took out from this, we can see even per method how it's increased exactly. For example, LMA, it's increased attitudes, or it's starting to be better in health providers and for women as well of reproductive health. So we, as for me, we are in good way. And this slide, I like it very much as well because this is about women of reproductive age living together for health assist health facilities who reported receiving a contraceptive method or prescription during their visit. Do you remember about this is 44% which missed opportunities? And now we can say about baseline 2007, this is 47%, and 2009, this is 68%. As for me, this is huge increase for 20%. It's quite good. And this is our clients and men and women, and so we hopefully our job, 6 years job or maybe longer, will influence first of all of our clients. This is Family Planning Week in Crimea, so 2000. And good luck for us and for you. Thank you very much. Thank you.